How you doing?
Come on, Eric. Let's hear it for Eric. Fair play to you. Thank you very much indeed, Eric. I'm sorry about that. I just started talking to Eric there about, what, an hour and a half ago, and whoops, yeah. Chris Hadfield came in, and frankly...
And then a spaceman came traveling.
Yes, away! Oh, God, I walked into that. Basically, he's much more important than you, so we just pushed you
absolutely
aside. Yeah, okay, fair
well
enough.
Come here, my self-esteem levels are an all-time low, Dave, because I've got bumped again then for a pair of Barbie doll and Action Man owners.
No, I could have done them later, but I just decided to leave you. Shut up. Basically, Eric Lawler is here, and he's here from the whole idea of Joe.ie, and he's given this whole thing about 12 pubs of Christmas, which is this new phenomenon over the last few years. And we were just saying earlier on, we both kind of agree that it's kind of sad. As if we need more excuses to drink even more in this country, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Having said that, it's a thing that takes place. Lots of people get involved in it. There'll be a lot of it tonight and tomorrow night. So, if there is a kind of a survival guide for the 12 pubs of Christmas, you're going to tell us what that survival guide is. So, what should one do in a 10 sort of, you know, step program?
Yeah, as you said, Dave, there's no denying it's going to happen. And tonight we'll probably see peak levels of the 12 pubs of Christmas, especially in the city centres around the country. But I think the most blindingly obvious thing, I suppose, will be to hydrate. You know, drink as much water as you can. You're not contractually obliged to drink alcohol in every one of those pubs. Most people's drink level tolerance, you know, might be rise to 5 or 6 pints. If you're to have 12 pints in 12 different pubs, invariably you're going to end up in A&E or something.
Yeah. By the way, just when you say have I presume it's a pint of water to a pint of whatever it happens to be, and are you saying drink the pints of water beforehand or alongside the pints of whatever?
No, what I'm saying, Dave, is that, you know, have your couple of pints in the first two pubs, get to pub 3, get to pub 4, instead of having a pint of alcohol, a pint of water.
Yeah.
You know?
And is that allowed? Yeah, that's not breaking the rules, no?
Well, that's as I said, there's no contract signed, so you might be, I mean, and at that stage, when people are getting to level 4 and level 5, they're not going to see what you're drinking. I mean, you can just tell them, it's a pint of vodka, that's how hard I am.
Okay, yeah. Well now, hold on a second. What about eating? Should you be eating at the same time or eating before you go out?
Ideally beforehand, Dave, you know, that old classic, you know, you need to give yourself a bit of a lining on the stomach and have a big Christmas dinner before you head out. Or if you've no time, surely you've got time then along the trek to pop in and grab a burger, a few chips, something. You need some substance inside you before you're drinking all that alcohol.
And if you've made out any kind of a plan as to where you're going to go, is there any place that mightn't let you in for whatever reason? For where? Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of a crackdown this year, Dave. We've had a lot of people texting into Joe.ie that certain pubs won't allow the 12 pubs of Christmas tradition into their pubs because it upsets the regulars. You know, it's like a big army of people come in and they're all jolly, flashing Christmas jumpers, and you know the regulars are a bit peeved off.
Well, then I presume on that level, it's better to go into a pub that is kind of crowded and not go into a quiet pub.
Yeah, definitely. Go to a crowded pub, Dave, because it will take you longer to get served. And, you know, the bare minimum, you want to be drinking just one pint at the most in each pub. So go to a crowded pub. If you go to a pub that's empty, you're invariably going to probably have 2 or 3 in that one pub.
Should you plan the route out beforehand?
Without a shadow of a doubt, Dave. Without a shadow. You don't want to be walking too much of a distance between each pub. Plan it meticulously. Plan the 12 pubs should be in no longer than a 200 metre radius, basically.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know yourself, Dave, you have a couple of points, you go to the fresh air. If the accumulative effect on that is going to render you legless.
I know myself, Eric, indeed. Now, hold on a second. What about the whole stuff of, like, you know, that you are moving and bringing all your stuff with you so often? I presume things get lost very easily on a 12-step program.
Yeah, I mean, it's the 12 pubs Christmas groups are like sitting ducks to a lot of the thieves out there, you know. They are you're fair game, basically. You know, people are jolly. They're not keeping an eye on things. Invariably, people lose jackets, they lose wallets, they lose phones. And there's nothing worse after a great night out than you realise that you're missing half your possessions. And just keep an eye. Just be a little bit more vigilant. Watch out for each other's stuff.
Right, and don't be stupid just because you're in a crowd and think you're hilarious because you're not. Now,
no, you're not. Yeah.
Surely there's a cut-off point. Surely 4 pints is nearly enough. And if you really have to do it once a year, 6, and it's just crazy going past that. Like, you really would need to have a pint of water in every second pub.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and a lot of people they go on these 12 pubs of Christmas things, Dave, and they're not experienced drinkers, which is probably a good thing. But they go all out. It's like you play 5-a-side Astro football on a Friday night with your mates, and then all of a sudden you've declared yourself fit for the next qualifier for Martin O'Neill. You know, you're just not ready. You're not primed. You just need to. People go all out at Christmas, and their bodies are not ready for the amount of alcohol consumption.
And
so,
I presume also don't necessarily get around, or if you do, keep it small. Just have a couple of. It's pointless getting it for everybody there, and arrange to be collected on the way home, probably.
I think that's a big one, Dave. You know, the streets of any big city in Ireland after 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it's like walking around the killing fields of Cambodia, to be honest with you.
Indeed.
So I think it's a good idea maybe to get somebody to pick you up or book a taxi in advance and be at that point, be ready, don't have the taxi man wait.
That's easier said than done, I think. I presume also, by the way, if you are in a group doing the 12 pubs, one thing to avoid is another group doing the 12 pubs.
A lot of these groups, they're big groups, Dave, and you might not know everyone in the group. And after pub 3 or 4, you might meet up at other groups, and all of a sudden, you've gotten to, say, pub 4, and then you've joined this other group who you think is your group, and they're only on pub 2.
Exactly.
And, you know, you've done about 27 pubs at Christmas that night then.
All right, well, I get the impression you won't be doing it because you think it's a bit silly. I won't be doing it, frankly, but for those who do, just take the advice, I think, is the best thing to do, of Eric, who, by the way, has waited for an hour and a half. Thank you very much indeed, Eric. Good man yourself.
No problem, Dave.
Eric Lawler from joe.ie. Thanks a million, Eric. Good man yourself.
No problem, Dave.
Take it easy. All right, bye. Good luck, and the same to you. Now, I'm going to go straight over to you.